call this special meeting of Amesburg Town Council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none, could I get someone to read the motion to go in camera, please? Okay, come on, good reader.
Not a good reader, but a reader.
That council move in camera meeting at, of council at 4:30 PM pursuant to the section 239 of the Municipal Act 2001 is amended for the following reason. Item A, section 239(2)(f), advice that is subject to solicitor client privilege, including communication necessary for that purpose.
Thank you. Second? Council approve. All those in favor? Carried. So in camera. Can you resume? Councilor Simone and Councilor Reynolds. All those in favor? Carried. And is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest on the public agenda? Okay, seeing none, that brings us right to the only item on the agenda, and we are going to Mark.
Thank you. Through you, Mayor, the Townsend received an application for a zoning bylaw amendment to amend existing site-specific special provision, the general commercial zone requirements policies to support a future restaurant development. The submission of the application was a result of significant negotiations and iterations. Going back to July 27, 2018, the County of Essex approved the official plan amendment, which council had approved previously, which permitted the addition of a drive-through restaurant on the subject lands as a permitted use. The county's decision was appealed, and through mediation settlement was reached between the town, the site owners, and the appellant. This proposed ZBA presented this report is a result of those mediation efforts. The official plan amendment number 8, which was the amendment that was appealed, is consistent with both the PPS permissive policy statement and the County of Essex official plan. The applicant, as part of the ZBA, would further amend the site-specific zoning of the subject lands and the special provision commercial general CG12 zone, as previously established in the official plan and zoning bylaw. The amended CG12 zone is compatible with the surrounding neighborhood and consequently is in keeping with the intent of the official plan. Site plan control process will ensure that appropriate stormwater management, landscaping, buffering, lighting, fencing, and all criteria of Section 1 of the Planning Act are incorporated in the final site design and as provisions in the development agreement. The amended development agreement will come before council at the appropriate time. That is the synopsis of the application before you. Obviously, this has been in front of previous council before, and we are at the stage where we require the ZBA, this statutory public meeting for the ZBA.
Okay, is there any questions? Okay, seeing no questions, looking for a motion. Deputy Mayor?
I'll move the recommendation.
Oh, sorry. Public?
Yes. I just wanted to ask a question of which part of their property are they looking at, because there's two that come right out on Sandwich Street, and they really don't have 206 feet of frontage on Sandwich Street, because they're not. I'm just trying to see where the point is, that's all. For driving safety, that's all.
I believe we can pull up a picture. Oh.
It's really hard though.
How about this one right here?
Okay. Okay.
So I'm just like, which part of that frontage are they talking about putting the actual restaurant? The bigger part or the one right along Rexall driveway or that extra parking lot?
Mark to
Mark. It would be directly south of the driveway of Rexall.
So it's going to run right along the Rexall driveway. I kind of have a concern about that as someone that drives up and down Salmon Street a lot. Because if you drive down Salmon Street now, and there's someone coming out of Sobeys, and you go to turn into Rexall, that car pulls right out in front of you because they think you're going into Sobeys. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of concerned about the extra traffic with the restaurant coming in and out of there.
Thank you, and through you, Mayor. Independent traffic study was actually done for those issues. The ZBA is incorporating setbacks and adequate space to make the turning radii work for this site. And in fact, the original design had it a little more forward, and we're moving it back to accommodate the traffic turning movements that the traffic consultant had recommended. So this ZBA would actually incorporate that as well as amending development agreement, which will show how the traffic will move. It'll provide adequate turning for both left turners and right turners.
So the driveway's in the Thank you.
Yeah, I'm located at 89 Sandwich Street. What directly is gonna result from that with me? Because I've been there over 35 years before anything was actually built, and I was promised berms, and I was promised fencing, and in the end, I put up my own fencing, and I had to do my own stuff for privacy. Now, if this is gonna be a privacy issue on me, I'm just worried about berming, proper fencing while I'm there.
Can I just get your name for the record?
Santino Del Monte.
There you go.
Again, one of the issues that related to that was by moving the facility more toward the parking lot and in the parking lot area, that eliminated some of the concerns related to that. Having said that, we'll certainly go through the site plan control to make sure that there is landscaping that is intended for the site. There is a number of different things that the applicant is doing to minimize any impact. But again, this is zoned for this. The only amendment really in front of you is a reduction in the parking and a couple other minor things that are in the bylaw.
Well, I've also noticed the bylaws, and the bylaws are supposed to extend to residential dwellings, and you're supposed to keep berms, and they somewhat did that around my location. But I did not do it on 148 4th Street there. They went directly right up to a house, the side drives right on the side of that building. Why that was allowed in the front first from the start, I don't understand. And also, there was a ditch that ran back in there that was completely shut off, and during days you can see the water running right through the fence into Sobey's lot. All these things weren't addressed from the start. Why should I believe you're going to address these now, if you don't mind me asking? You're promising berming, you're promising whatever. But she was mentioning to a colleague here over driving, you've got your arrows that medium in the middle allows for traffic flow. But if you're looking at it, you got 10 feet and another arrow's coming into another arrow. And I've almost had head-on collisions myself with people going into the former medical center, which would be the realtor place there. You know, coming into head-on collisions almost, where I've got a turning arrow coming in and he's got a turning arrow going in, and they're running into each other. So this is going to be an ongoing problem as far as I can see. And the more people you put in that position, you know, I have people driving in my driveway. I'm not even part of the establishment. Pull in, they back out. They pull in, they back out. So I don't know. I'm just looking, make sure, you know, all these things are looked at beforehand.
Through your worship, to the resident, what we're dealing with here tonight is the zoning. Some of the issues that you're discussing are going to be addressed in the site plan control. That'll be coming back to council. That's another opportunity for you to make some comments at that point. But definitely, what I can tell you is, based on what we have been able to work with Sobeys and the restaurant, is that it's going to be further set back. So from a green space perspective, your property that abuts this, I believe you have the property that abuts it, is that yours?
Yeah.
I mean, you will have less traffic, I would suggest to you, based on the original zoning that was approved by council. This property could have been developed right up front. It's now going to be pushed back. And by pushing it back, it allows us to have more green space, so and allows us to be able to control the traffic going on to Sandwich. As Mr. Galvin has stated, we did have an independent study paid for by the town to get an independent review of what the respective parties had. So we didn't accept the parking study that Sobeys did. We didn't accept the parking study that would have been done by the developer. We wanted to have our own, to make sure that we protected the interests of the town and the residents. And the findings of that parking study is what we used to negotiate with both Sobeys and the developer to make sure that those interests were protected. So all I can say to you is that we have done our due diligence as it comes to this development and that type of facility going on in that location, using data that they would capture for a fast food restaurant and that current site. They went there, they studied the traffic patterns, they went and did car counts. We paid for all that to happen. We wanted to make sure that we had the due diligence done. And we used that tool, we used that parking study to allow us to go and negotiate with Sobeys and with the restaurant. So what I'm saying to you is, we took the information that we had, that we paid for, And we went and negotiated on behalf of the town and the residents to get the best solution, and that's what we've got here.
Okay, last meeting I wasn't at when you guys were talking about this from the very beginning, but it seems to me that Sobeys was a big, big no on it because of the same traffic conditions. And keep mentioning Sobeys, Sobeys is a separate entity, he's the owner of an establishment there, but the builder is the owner of him, he's renting out this builder who wants to do things, so I mean, as long as it's clear with him, I mean, you know, it's funny the way things get kind of sidetracked.
Well, I mean, if you're wanting to know, the operator of Sobeys, the lease is with Sobeys Corporate. So we dealt with Sobeys Corporate, who represents not only the operator, but represents Sobeys Corporate's interest. And we negotiated with them. I'll tell you right now, in order for this thing to work, we had to negotiate with Sobeys, and Sobeys had to agree that they were gonna allow the development to move back into a no-build zone. Their lease that they had with the developer identified an area that would not allow it to be built in. And this wouldn't have worked if they did not give us relief, give the developer relief from that. And they agreed to it. And they agreed to it because we were able to address their concerns with regards to traffic going on to Sandwich, with regards to internal traffic that could happen within the parking lot. And once again, they had their own independent study, and they had their own independent information given. We had ours, and when the professionals all met, they agreed on what we presented. They agreed that our solution was the best solution for the town and for the residents. So that's exactly what we did, and without that tool, I'll tell you right now, without that independent parking study, we wouldn't have been able to resolve this issue. And I think going forward in the future, if things change, we'll commission additional parking studies or additional traffic studies. But what the professionals are telling us, Dillon Consulting, in this particular matter, is that the solution that we were able to achieve with that independent parking study is going to work for us. And that's all we can tell you. We didn't waver from it. We said this is what the town has to have in order for it to happen, and they've agreed.
It's okay.
Can you show me on that map first? Maybe just curiosity, is it right off of Sobeys in the back? Are you talking continuously? Because I've seen commercial signs there.
Where the development's going to be?
Where the...
Okay, I can't reach up that high. If I get a stick, I'll show you.
Stand on your chair, come on.
So the development, which is this area here, is going to be shifted back in here. That's what's going to happen.
So it's going to be behind that little front parking lot?
It'll be behind that.
Okay.
Right? It'll start somewhere in the parking lot, but it'll be shifted behind.
Any other comments?
So you'll see more when we get to the site plan. Sandy,
just have to ask questions.
No, fair enough. And I can appreciate your concern, but I'll tell you right now, we wanted to make sure we addressed everything, and that's why we got our own independent parking study. That's a critical piece that they didn't do in the past. Most times, developments come forward to council and move with their own parking studies, right? They get developed based on their own parking studies. We realized that this was critical to make sure that we got the solution that was best for the town, and that's why we implemented our own. Right? We spent the money for that.
I realize that. I don't mean to get on anybody's bad side, but just that I've had things promised to me in the past, and I wanted them to go back on record just to show them that no one's got recorded records anymore or whatever. But when you promise something and then they go back on you, I just want to keep track of what's going on.
And further to that, I'll tell you, once the site plan control, we come back for site plan control and that gets approved, we'll make sure that everything that's been promised in that site plan control agreement gets installed. I'll assure you that.
Well, take your assurance then. I've never seen any construction go fully to whatever they promised. Sidewalks.
You've never dealt with me, Sandy.
It's always cut in the end. I've seen this through life.
You've never dealt with me.
I've seen it happen to me. That's why I'm asking again. Is it going to happen to me again, or?
I'll make sure it doesn't happen to you.
Sandy, get it in writing.
We will. We'll get it in writing.
I learned that too. You can't take nobody at their word. You have to get it in writing. It's another lesson you learn growing up in life, I guess.
Well, the site plan will be in writing, so you will have the document. Any other comments or questions?
I'll make a comment for the motion. Again, Sandy, I did have some concerns back when it came us, to us, the traffic study that was being relied on at the time was like 17 years old, and you know, we know that things have changed over time, and so I was glad to see that the parties, you know, entered, you know, into some kind of contract to get new traffic studies, and I guess in the end, ours is what's coming forth in this agreement, so I guess I'm more satisfied too that, you know, we have addressed that issue, because it, anybody that's been in and out of McDonald's knows it's a struggle sometimes to get in and out of that parking lot, so, or not in, but out, so.
Yeah.
So that was part of the concern I had too, and it's being addressed with us.
Okay.
And if there's no other comments, I'll move the motion.
Okay, is there any other comments? Council Prue?
Yeah, I just want to say that I appreciate everything you've said here tonight. When I first looked at this, my entire issue was related to traffic. Economic development, this is a good thing for the town, bringing in a business, you know, 50 or so jobs. This is all really good stuff. But the traffic is going to and will continue to be a difficult problem on Sandwich Street. Now, I'm going to support the motion tonight, but all that does is it moves it forward so that there's another meeting when we can actually see some maps and we can see some drawings where the traffic is going to be and all of that, which I don't have either. Nobody around here has that stuff tonight. And so this was as news to me when they were pointing out exactly where it's going to be. In the end, the thing has to be weighed. The economic development for the town and the inconvenience to the residents, if any, of the traffic on Sandwich Street. And unless we can resolve both of them, it's not going to happen. But I welcome and I thank you for coming out here tonight to voice this. Please come back at the next meeting, because that's when it's really going to be important and you're going to have some tools and some ammunition, and I'm going to have some much more detailed questions once I see what you're doing.
Also, I just want to bring up one other thing. They put a light in. The lights they put in for whatever reasons they put them in for, but moving along in the future, the school's not supposed to be there, right? Correct? The school's closing. So you've got a light there that's going to be doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That light should have been at 4th Street, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Maybe even at Maple, you know, if they would have bought it up properly or whatever. But as it goes now, you got lights everywhere doing and hopefully that changes too, right? Because that's
I totally agree with you. I've asked those same questions of staff earlier.
Yeah.
I've asked those same questions, and I have been assured that when the school issue is resolved after the new one's built and that first one's closed down, that they're going to be looking at that intently. And because we can't have backups on Sandwich Street, I've seen them already.
Yeah.
I see them, you know, because I shop at Sobeys and, you know, I go to McDonald's and I'm all along there. I go to Rex, so I go to all those places just the same as everyone else. And I've been in. Somebody said, is there ever a traffic jam in Amherstburg? I laugh and I says, yes, I missed the light. But that's where I miss it, right there. That's the tie-up. That's the only place that I can honestly say that I've ever experienced bad traffic in Amherstburg, and I don't want it to be worse.
There's just a bad accident there. Was that a bad Friday?
In my view, just to assuage your feelings, I am watching this. The push button to cross
mm-hmm.
is not going to be acceptable
mm-hmm.
in the future. It's there for the students, but it's not going to be there acceptable. It's hard to get up 4th Street sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be, that light has to be moved.
Lynn, can I just confirm your last name?
Sinisak.
Any other comments? Okay, Deputy Mayor.
I'll move the recommendation on 7.1.
Thank you. Second. Council MacArthur. All those in favor? Carried. And motion to adjourn.
Okay.
Council Renner. Council MacArthur. All those in favor? Carried.